Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Go, yeah, I'm going all in. Go,
boy, this beat's really grown on me. should I just tell everybody what just happened? I did not know my microphone was off. So whatever I just said, which was probably the first time I said something good this show, was not, nobody heard except me. All right, so it is the Tiki and Tierney Show, 1204 in the Fan, inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. This is a huge hour. I mean, we've got giant tickets coming up a little later, which are right around 1240. Sharp Tierney against the spread, 1240. Yankee tickets at 1220. All right, all in now. Listen, I could have gone any direction to start the show. And we spent a lot of time on the Mets and the Braves, understandably. But it is time for Zach Wilson to start showing something. I mean, that's all there is to it. So I am all in on not necessarily a win, not necessarily, 35, 40 points, some incredible highlight reel performance. We don't need that. But what we need to start seeing, and this is the next phase of the evaluation, right? The first phase of the evaluation for the Jets and for us was when we first saw Zach as a New York Jet a year ago, we're like, okay, how's the arm strength? How's the quicks? How's the mental processing and all those other things that maybe are a little tougher to quantify unless you're digging into film, right? From a quarterback position and anticipation point of view. And I think we all know that he's got a very tantalizing skill set because everything that's measurable is really on point. But here we are. And the first quarter of the season, just about over. And the New York Jets need answers. And we need answers. And quite frankly, and this is what I'm all in on, Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas need the answer on Zach Wilson to be favorable, to be positive. Not demonstrably favorable Sunday. But we can't be coming in on Monday and picking apart the remnants of an 18-for-31, 206-yard performance with two picks and one touchdown pass. And even if that touchdown pass is the most, and this is what's interesting about Zach, even if it's the most glorious touchdown pass, like the one he threw to Corey Davis a year ago, remember? Against Tennessee when he sprinted out to his right, off platform, zipped it 60 yards on a fly. Like, even if the touchdown is all world, we know he's going to make some sick plays because he's talented. We need to see a polished leader, an efficient quarterback, and a quarterback that gets his team in the end zone. We have to start seeing it. All right, 877-337-6666. What a weekend. I think that Judge hits multiple home runs this weekend, though the rain is, it's going to be tough battling that, actually. So maybe I should tap the brakes on that. But he's going to get to 62 before it's all said and done. Remember, you got four in Texas. That's a hitter-friendly ballpark. Mets and Braves. Hoff, let me ask you this. We went through the pitching matchups yesterday, obviously, in succession. You've got DeGrom. You've got Scherzer. You've got Bassett. Now, the one possible hindrance to a divisional title is that if the Mets don't perform well this weekend, you don't have your big dogs bailing you out against the Nats. That's not to say Carrasco and Walker or whatever can't get out the necessary wins to do what you got to do. But I would based on the way DeGrom has pitched the last three, four times out, would you prefer Scherzer? I'm not saying Buck is going to mix this up. Obviously, he's not. But if you can just order it the way you want, wouldn't you prefer Scherzer tonight?
Yeah, I think that Scherzer, I don't want DeGrom. I will say that much. I didn't want DeGrom to beat tonight. DeGrom was the guy I did not want because in the end, in the long run, big picture, six games left, it's going to go to 162. They have DeGrom scheduled to pitch that 162. I'd actually prefer Scherzer or Bassett. I think those two in that spot, both ways, would be better fit than DeGrom right now.
Wait, not because you want DeGrom available for 162, but you think that the better option right now are the two other guys pitching this weekend.
If we need to win 162, that's the way I look at it. And I understand why Buck, I think, went here. It's competitive balance. They still think DeGrom is the best pitcher on their team, which is fine for ego boost. I get it. But I also think they want to give him another start because I don't think they trust what he has.
Really?
I don't. I think they feel like they need to give him one more start before the playoffs. And I think they do believe that they'll win the division. So throwing him 162, it'll give him another start. They'll win the division. They have that break.
I mean, the one thing about DeGrom here, and again, let's not overreact to a couple of starts. And listen, the Cubs basically bunted him to death. I mean, it's not like they were ripping him all over the yard. Let's be fair. Be fair.
Yeah.
I don't mean you. I mean those who were piled on. I know you watched the games and you saw what happened. But I think that our evaluation of DeGrom the last couple of starts, you've got to understand, guys, he's on a different schedule than his coworkers, so to speak. He didn't start the season until past the halfway point. You know, so like, it's not a dead arm because the radar gun, for the most part, is still pretty solid. But, you know, that extra 2-3 inches on the slider, that extra snap, that extra little late life on the heater, you know, those things maybe not measurable to the human eye, to the non-trained scouting eye, but maybe that's behind it. And maybe in the last 5 days or so, 4 days, there's been a slight regeneration. Maybe there'll be a regeneration before his next start. And maybe, you know, whenever he pitches, whomever they play in the playoffs, depending upon what they do this weekend, he will be back to the DeGrom that was just flat out untouchable when he first came back. Like, that's more my expectation than him dragging his feet the next month or so and weighing the Mets down. That would stun me. But you never know. 877-337-6666. Jay's in Freeport. Jay's, what's happening, Jay? Jay. All right, Jay, I'm in a good
mood. Hey, BT, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, Jay? How are you?
You hear me? Can you hear me?
I have you, Jay. Yes, I do, sir.
I'm doing good, bro. How are you?
Good. Everything's good. And listen, if you can't enjoy this, Jay, okay, get out of the business.
Good.
All right, Jay. You ready to roll here, buddy?
Exactly, 100%. And by the way, that I am. You don't hear me?
You know what, Jay? I hate to do this. We have a delay, which is weird. So, and I got to clip you. God, I hate being that guy. But, you know, sometimes, you know, full disclosure, if we have a guest and, you know, we don't, most of the shows don't, you don't want to hear from some random national figure. We know that. You know, you want to hear from Buck, who was on with Carter Roberts. You want to hear with Carl Banks, who's with us, and Beningo, who's with us every Monday at 11:40. But sometimes we will have an interview, and like, say, Deion Sanders has a book out or whatever. And we're like, yeah, we'll talk to Deion, right? And his PR company will patch him through, and there's like a slight delay, and it's a little awkward. And it's one thing to have to sit through that with Deion. It's another thing to have to sit through that with Jay in Freeport. Jay, I love you. Have a good weekend, but we can't mess around with that now. Eric's in Clifton. What's up, Eric?
Good afternoon, BT. Hope everything's going well on your side.
No complaints, dude, except the weather this weekend. What else is new, bud? What do you got?
So, hats off to Judge. Obviously I'm a Met fan, but I hope that he does go for 62. So parents get somebody that they can have their kids look up to, as a real true clean home run champion. As for the Mets, really glad that they called up Alvarez. Unlike the last caller, I do know that they're probably they will DH him. But like I said, if Scherzer and DeGrom both said that he's ready to come up, and they caught both of them down when they were doing a couple of rehab games. I have no problem if they want to just, you know, baptize this kid by fire and just throw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as for what you were saying before about DeGrom or Scherzer, I mean, maybe I don't know if I'm off base with this, but do you think that maybe anything it could possibly have to do with, like, the DeGrom contract talks that, you know, DeGrom, the need to feel to make him the ace of the staff now that Scherzer's here, you think that plays into it at all?
No, I don't. I don't think that Buck would play into that sentiment. I think where that might be impacted is the amount of money that they offer him. Like, you know, Cohen's obviously, right, got all the money in the world, so he can do whatever he wants. I think that they might kind of overstate that, the symbolism behind keeping DeGrom, and hopefully he stays, though I think there's a chance he leaves. But I think
I do too. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are starting to think that. Hopefully we're all wrong. You want to see him finish it up. But I think that any of that stuff does not permeate the act, like the lineup card or the organizational thought process during the season. Maybe some of the ancillary stuff, yeah, but I don't think it affects Buck in terms of the lineup card. No way.
Gotcha. I also wanted to touch on this situation with Tua. It was very difficult to watch. I got a very good friend of mine who's a huge Buffalo Bills fan, and he was watching the game, and he was utterly shocked when Tua was able to come back into the game, because when he saw it, he's like, there was just no way they're bringing this kid back in after the shot that he took. It predates that, too. I mean, looking back, and I know this wasn't a head injury, but you go back to that Thursday night game in Kansas City. I mean, you know, I'm a Raider fan, and that place was packed. And when Herbert went down, I've never seen a player's helmet get tucked underneath a quarterback as they're going to the ground. Herbert could hardly move.
I know.
This guy is an athlete. He's a competitor. I mean, that whole stadium was wincing on that third down where Herbert was trying to run for the first down, and he threw the ball into the ground. The guy was, like, scared to get hit, and he's not scared of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to these two coaches speak, McDaniel and Stanley, I'm just like, it's very disturbing that these guys, it almost seems like under no circumstances, I mean, the guy in San Diego or, you know, L.A., he's saying, oh, he's Justin Herbert. He doesn't get hurt. Like, what? Like, these guys should, if I was the general manager, what I saw with Herbert, you hear all of Arrowhead go dead silent watching Herbert try to play. I mean, if I'm the general manager, I'm calling downstairs, I'm firing that guy on the spot, because this is my biggest investment, and you are just playing fast and loose, and you're juggling dynamite with these guys. And, I mean, the Tua should not have been on the field that Sunday, and the fact that he was out there last night, I mean, it's very disturbing.
Eric, I got to tell you this. You know, I don't know how much of the show you heard. Generally, you're locked in all 4 hours here of the show, so maybe you did hear, but for those who didn't, without being repetitive, I'll give you a little bit of a different slant here visually. Like, it felt like it was the 70s with Tua. Yeah, you scrape him off the 1970s AstroTurf, which is akin to concrete. You stick a few bags of smelling salts inside of his nostrils. How many fingers do I have? All right, you're fine. Yeah, get back out there. And he just buried under the rug. I mean, that was a real step back in the advancement and the awareness and the sensitivity to head trauma. Colossal fail. By everybody. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. So 5 minutes from now, I got Yankee tickets and coming up. All right, so will this be the weekend where we get a dual dose, a reality check of where we are in the current state of New York football? Will we have relevancy in November? Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. All right, Tiki and Tierney here on the Fan. 877-337-6666 is our number. In about 15, 16 minutes, we've got Giant tickets for Sunday's game, and Sharp Tierney hit you with 6 winners, hopefully, against the spread. Right now, we get back to you guys. Let's get Ike in Brooklyn. What's happening, Ike?
BT, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Ike?
Okay, let's see if we can go through this Tua thing and help me out here.
Okay.
Let me know if I'm saying anything that's not a fact.
Let's
go back to the Buffalo game. First half, Tua gets on a quarterback sneak into the end zone. He gets knocked back. He hurts his back a little bit, slow to get up. He continues in the game, then gets knocked out. We all saw it, okay? He goes to an independent neurologist in the half.
Yep.
Okay, and he comes back in the second half. He looks completely clear. He throws a beautiful pass, gets the Dolphins in the end zone. Miami wins. Everything's good. Tua publicly says it was his back that locked up. It was not his head. Publicly says that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we go 4 days later now. Last night, we all saw what happened. Okay, he gets body slammed by a 300-pound guy who's part of the union. Okay? Why that wasn't a penalty, I don't know. You're not allowed to body slam anybody, much less a quarterback.
They missed it.
Protected.
drafted.
Yep.
Yeah, no question about it. Okay. Now the players are up in arms. Okay, so a player from their own union body slams their own player, okay, and they're up in arms and they want an investigation. Well, the NFL doesn't hire this neurologist. How is last week's game related to this week's game, okay? And now you're going to publicly say, and now you're going to say that the Miami coach is under investigation, the Miami team is under investigation, okay? And by the way, Allen, from Buffalo, the Buffalo quarterback, ripped off the helmet of our defensive lineman. Now, that may not be as traumatic.
No.
Allen, who's a union player, ripped off the helmet of another union player. I mean, violently ripped it off. It may not sound so traumatic, but you know what? I wouldn't want a helmet that's fitted tight on my head, ripped off my head like he did. Okay, I don't know why the NFL didn't look into that, but that's another story. Okay, I do think this is the beginning of the end of Thursday night games. I don't know if you agree with me with that. But other than that, I don't see how the Dolphins are culpable, okay? He gets body slammed by a guy, and suddenly this is
really well, we know what happened. I got you, and you laid out well, and you're not wrong. I think the only thing that I would challenge, I think the only thing that I think you and I might see a little differently here is that he should not have been cleared to play Thursday night. That's all we differ on.
Well, then talk to the neurologist that's not hired by the NFL, not hired by the Dolphins. Let's get him on the air or get another doc. I haven't heard from a doctor yet, okay? I haven't heard from any doctors. I've heard from so-called experts that know what happened. He's not clear. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fitzpatrick said on the post game last night, I spoke to him for 2 hours. He was clear to me. There was no indication of anything being wrong with Tua. But he gets body slammed by a 300-pound guy, and suddenly we're going back to last week. He shouldn't be on the field. Now how in the world can that do?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how, Ike. Did you not see him try to walk up the field last week and look as if he was hallucinating on acid? He had no idea where he was.
Yeah, right. So now their star witness, Tua, the players' union, he's a part of the players' union. He's going to testify against the Dolphins and the league that, yeah, he's lying that it wasn't his back.
No, he's not going to do that. That's an unrealistic. Right. He's not.
But he's the star witness here. He's the only one who knows how he felt. And an independent neurologist.
Listen, Ike, you have to sometimes do things for optics. And not that everything should be driven by optics, but the NFL, let me just tell you what's happening right now in the NFL league office. I can promise you that they are terrified and they know that they messed up. And everybody involved messed up. Now, the point about not knowing exactly how Tua felt, I understand that. And that's the one thing. That's where you could probably wiggle off the hook a little bit here. But it's not even about that. It's just about what a horrified, not to overstate this, from a sporting point of view, what a horrified nation saw last night in full view. You saw seemingly crippled fingers. I'll tell you, and my grandmother on my paternal side, may she always rest in peace, she had a stroke when I was young. I was like 7, 8. And I remember it was like so traumatic to me because then she was in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. And whenever we'd go see her, which was a couple of times, on Saturdays, every Saturday we'd go there, we'd bring the crumb cakes and my dad, we'd always do that. I couldn't wait to see her, but she was always...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
She was in the wheelchair, and her hand was in such where the fingers could not move. And it was just like resting on her lap. And like, that's the first thing I thought of. You know, again, 7 years old, that's traumatic. You know, it's your grandma. You don't want to see that when you're 30. But like that, I see those fingers like mangled and completely unresponsive. And I mean, you can lean on a lot of things here. It doesn't matter. Because the two visuals that do matter, the one visual from last week when he was walking around and he almost fell, and he did fall multiple times. It's like spinning around 30 times, doing a bat race, and then trying to run. That is not normal. When your equilibrium is that off, something is really wrong. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that he actually played on Thursday. Now, if there was no incident last night, it gets swept under the rug, mildly criticized, mildly questioned, but they avoid disaster from a PR point of view. Issue number three, which is really issue number one, is that something did happen, and we all saw it, and the visual was just horrendous. So that's all there is to it. I mean, listen, I don't care if there's Thursday Night Football. I don't need Thursday Night Football. I don't need it. I don't need it. I really don't. I mean, but this all goes into the greed, guys. I mean, we talked about this before. Come on. They don't care about you. They don't care about us. And at this point, it seems like they don't care about the player. Well, they've never cared about the players. Just based on the amount of money and medical care the previous generations of football players did not receive. But they went on this real crusade to make it seem like they did care about them. Oh, head trauma. Oh, independent neurologist. Oh, protocol update. Oh, look, there's the blue tent. Ooh. So, oh, they care. They don't care. They don't care. Because, you know, as long as it's not like Tom Brady, God forbid, or Allen, or, you know, Rodgers. I don't want to say that they don't care about Tua. I don't mean that. But as long as their biggest stars, and Tua's not one of their biggest stars, as long as their biggest stars are trotting out, I'm talking about the brain now, their quarterbacks, or playing regularly, you know. Not that they don't want to see their players healthy, but if they really cared, they would go out of their way to make sure this doesn't happen again. Now, it's a rough sport, and it's tough, and it's largely lawless as bodies are flying at an incredibly high rate of speed. You can only contort the body, anticipating contact so much. I don't care what kind of an athlete you are. You could be a fifth tip judo expert. You know how to roll. You know how to fall. You know how to dunk. You know how to take a punch and a kick. But when there's nine bodies around you converging, there's only so much you can do. It is what it is, guys. It's football, and it's rough, and it's dangerous. And you can legislate a lot of that stuff out of the game, as they have effectively. The needless hits, the gratuitous shots on quarterbacks, rolling over on a quarterback, you know, sacking a quarterback, lifting him, spikes off the ground, and bang, plowing down into him. Like, that's all been legislated out for the most part. But the brain is very hard to measure. So you better believe, you know, you could send somebody in the tent and the orthopedic surgeon could say, oh boy, this tib fib is, this is not good. Or, all right, ACL, it's done. We got it, you know. We'll get the MRIs and all that stuff to confirm it, but he's done for the season. Like that is easy. Is there an exact test on the brain? No. So it really, really is brutal. It's brutal. Let's get Lisa in Greenwich. Lisa is on the Fan. Hey, Lisa, how are you today?
Hi, Lisa from Greenwich. I'm a longtime Jet fan, 54 years. Oh my God, I'm old. I'm going to Pittsburgh. I've been to the Super Bowl.
Lisa, you sound young, kiddo. I sound spry.
I'm actually in the Jets Hall of Fame, but Fan Hall of Fame.
Hey! When did you get voted in? Did you get voted in before Fireman Ed and Ira and all the... Who are you in with?
No, I was last year, the class of
I guess it's 2021.
What did you get for that? Did you get a ring? Did you get a jacket? What
no,
did you get
I
for
have
that?
This fancy jacket, and I was actually not able to go to the ceremony on the field, so my son came. I go with it. I mean, I'm like I said to my son, I'm sorry for this curse of being a Jet fan, but you never know. And I'm just really, I'm going to Pittsburgh tomorrow in the rain, and I'm really hope that Zach can be what we drafted him to be.
What do you think? You've seen this team a long time, and we all have our gut feel that's sometimes obscured by hope. Do you right now, Lisa, in Greenwich, Jets fan Hall of Fame, getting in the car, driving to Pittsburgh, dodging the raindrops, I'm going to sit out there, hopefully watch a good game. In your heart, do you think the Jets have their quarterback of the future?
That's a hard one, but I'm going to say yes because I have to be hopeful.
But that's not what I asked you.
My heart is no, but my brain is yes.
Well, then that's not good.
I know, but I have something really quick to say about this Tua injury. I was talking to my sons. I have 26-year-old twin boys, and I was saying it reminds me, even though it's a different thing, of when Revis came in off a concussion, and like a few weeks later, he tore his ACL. And my sons are like, that's a different injury. I'm like, no, your body is not, your equilibrium is off. You should not be playing this game, which you need not 100%. You need to be 1,000% healthy, mind, body, and spirit. And I just feel it's just tragic that, you know, that this has happened. And it's just a warning for other injuries in the future.
It is. But now, Lisa, if they don't acknowledge this warning flare and they don't do anything and have a safe trip to Pittsburgh, enjoy the game, let's get a win. If they don't do anything to use this as a pivotal moment, then shame on them. I mean, there's got to be a radical redrafting, overhaul of concussion protocol, what's expected, what's allowed, what's completely not allowed. You know, Thursday night football, it's just crazy. How much football do we need, man? Really? We sit there like slobs all day on. Now we got the London games. So 9:30 kick. I mean, actually, I'll be coaching that, so I don't care. Unless the Jets or the Giants are playing London. I'm not saying I won't throw a few bucks on a game, maybe on a London game, but I'm not necessarily, you know, just stuck on the couch watching the London game. But a lot of you are, right? Unless it's a big-time matchup. Then, which actually I don't think it ever is, because I don't think there's ever been. Is that still true that there's never been a matchup in London of two teams over 500? I believe that is still true. So there's never been a big matchup in London, right? But anyway, you know, think about how we consume football Sunday. And it doesn't just start at 1:03 when it kicks. You're locked into the pregame, you know. You're probably abandoning some other form of family responsibility just to watch the pregames. Got to set the fantasy team. Got to talk to my bookie. Got to get on FanDuel. Got to do all these things that you do. And then I sit there, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, our game ends. Boom, 4:05. Then the 4:25s. Then maybe you say hi to people, and then you go down and you watch the night game. All right, so that's all day Sunday. And then Monday the game is. Do we really need Thursday night football? I don't need it. I don't need it. And they don't need it because they've got enough money. But they are selfish and they are greedy and their hands are forever out. As long as you know that, then I guess we'll enjoy the sport, right? 877-337-6666. All right. Giant tickets coming up next. Good seats as well. Giants trying to get win number 3 coming up this Sunday at MetLife against the Bears. I got you till 2. Sharp Tierney next as well, right here on The Fan.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. And we've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
All right, so here we go. How we doing so far, yes? Well, not special, to be honest with you. Week 1, 3-3. Week 2, 3-3. Last week, 2-4. Obviously, all against the spread. This is a long race. Not a little teeny tiny sprint. So, 8-10, 18 games in. 3 weeks in when things are still settling and establishing trends against the spread. We'll take it. You know, we'll take it. Lost a couple of tight ones last week. Like, I had the. And listen, this happens. Nobody cares. Either win or you lose. I get that. But the Lions were. Pardon me, the Vikings were -6. I picked them. They won by 4. Well, I thought for sure the Jets and the Bengals had a real chance to go over. And then the Jets couldn't do a damn thing. Bengals said, why are we going to even try to move the football? We'll take the air out of the bowl and nothing's going to happen. And nothing did happen. So you take it on the chin, you keep moving. Here we go. Game number 1. I have broken it down, three college and three pro. First up is a 2:30 kick tomorrow on ESPN Plus, wherever the hell that is. East Carolina, they're 2-2. They are at South Florida, somewhat. They're not quite at South Florida because obviously we know what's going on down there. They move from Raymond James Stadium to Boca Raton, where the weather is going to be far less threatening. South Florida is 1-3. The spread is 8. Now, here's the deal. A couple things why I'm going to gravitate to the Pirate side, which I am. So I'm going to lay the 8. Let's not try to keep anybody guessing. ECU minus 8. They've covered 4 or 5 on the road. And I think when you have to cover a number like 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that area, I've got to have confidence that whatever team I'm going to back can get in the neighborhood of 40-ish points. And I believe the Pirates can, all right? I believe they'll be in that neighborhood, which, you know, again, minus 8, I think that's fairly achievable here. They had a tough overtime loss to Navy, but I think probably more representative of who they are. They had a one-point loss to NC State, which, by the way, is now top 10. So I do like ECU. Lay the 8 points. Pirates, let's go. Attaboy, Dove. Dove has learned the system here. Number 2, Wake Forest. This should be a good game. Both teams are ranked. Number 22, Wake. Number 25, Florida State. Wake is 3-1, and the Seminoles, and listen, college football is just better when Florida State is good. I'm not saying they're all the way back. They're not, but they are 4-0, and they are ranked in the games at Doak Campbell Stadium, which is going to be fun. Now, Wake is, it started at 7. It's now 6.5. It's 3:30 ABC. I'm taking the points here. Not that I don't think Florida State can or maybe even will win the game, but if I'm getting almost a touchdown with a quarterback I love, and I've always loved Sam Hartman, I'd say he's going to be a pro or a good one. He's an outstanding college player for Wake Forest. Give me Wake. Give me the 6 and a hook. Go get him, Sammy Hartman. Demon Deacons. Boom. Number 3. Let's get here. Fresno State at UConn. This one's in East Hartford. Now, this is on 3:30 on CBS Sports Network. The Bulldogs, they run it well. Their quarterback's banged up, but they run the ball very effectively, over 5 yards a pop. They're 1-2 on the year. UConn is just putrid. I mean, no disrespect. Just pull the plug on the program. Nobody cares. UConn's 1-4. I mean, I'm sure some Husky fans care, but do you really care? I don't really care. I care about the point spread in this game, which is pretty hefty. It's 24. Now, the rain does give me a little consideration on this, like possibly. But I'm going to go aggressive here. Even though they're coming across the country, no disrespect, Huskies. Although, St. John's, UConn on the basketball court, that we have respect, but it's different. That's coming in a few months with me and Mink. I'm going to lay the 24. Give me Fresno State over UConn tomorrow. Boom. All right, now the three NFL matchups. Titans at the Colts, Lucas Oil Stadium. The over-under here, for some reason, this is not a good omen. I might as well just tell you right now, maybe don't touch any of these NFL picks, because my computer has frozen. I've got my legal pad. But my computer, I know which way I'm going, but I don't actually have the numbers in front of me now. Well, let me try to do this on the fly. Yeah, invest a lot of money in this segment, people. That sounds smart. I wouldn't listen to a word I'm about to say if I was you. Titans at the Colts, 1 p.m. on Fox. 1-2 are the Titans, and the Indianapolis Colts are, and they're all over the map. I don't know what the hell they are. They're 1 win, 1 loss, 1 tie. Anybody have a real feel for them? This is a number that is appealing for their over-under. It's low, all right? It's 43. Now, you've got some stars, not many, but you certainly have a couple, that are worth, I think, investing in the over. Now, if the number was a couple of ticks higher, I'd be very, very reticent to jump in. I saw this on Monday or Tuesday, did a little digging. I do like it. I'm going to bang the over. Over 43, Titans at the Colts. Should actually be a sneaky, decent game. All right, let's get to this one. How about Seattle? They're in Detroit at Ford Field. Now, look at it this way, guys. So they have the same record. Seattle's 1-2. Lions are 1-2. Let me ask you, where's the energy, though? Like, where's the force of positivity? Is it in Seattle or is it in Detroit? It's in Detroit. And not just because of Hard Knocks. They played some pretty decent football this week. I know their star receiver's out, Brown. But this, to me, is a very – they're going to win the game. The only question is, do they cover the number, which right now is minus 4? I think they do. I mean, Seattle's not moving the ball. The Lions are – this is – listen, the thing about Lion fans, a lot like Jet fans, when there's just a speck of hope, they are amazing. Like Knick fans as well. Amazing fans. I lived there for a year and a half. I was at that stadium. It's a great stadium. Lion fans think they've got a little something, the beginning stage of something competitive. I don't disagree. Give me Detroit, -4. Lions bang around Seattle. Last one. Cowboys and the Commanders. I mean, what in the world? Oh, God, I just had another issue with my computer. Oh, boy. All right, you got to tell me now. I know this off the top of my head. I know who I picked, and I know the spread. Oh, this is not it's not necessarily vintage Sharp Tierney here. Jeez. Cowboys are 2-1. The Commanders are not. It's in Arlington. It's 1 p.m. on Fox, right? Who do you think? I'm going to let Hoff make the pick. Cowboys -3. Who do you think is going to win the game here?
I think Dallas -3 all the way.
Dallas -3 all the way. To the point where if I said, all right, Hoff, whatever denomination of money is important to you, you would be willing, you trust Sharp Tierney enough to get a little energy behind Dallas?
On this one, yes.
This is a smart guy. That's exactly what Sharp Tierney is doing. I'm going to lay the 3 spot. I'm not ready for the whole Cooper over Dak. That's moronic. Dak is the quarterback once he's done. But Cooper's effective. The defense. And by the way, Michael Gallup is back. He did not play against the Giants. That's obviously good for Rush. Give me Dallas -3, 1 p.m. on Fox. Boom. All right, so here it is, the brief summation. I'm going to take the ECU Pirates -8 in Boca. Remember, it's not at South Florida because of the weather. It's in Boca now. But I think they handle the Bulls pretty well. How about number 22, Wake in Florida State? I'm going to take the Demon Deacons +6.5 to hang and maybe even win against Florida State. Fresno State laying the 24. It's a lot of number, but UConn's just not that good. It's in UConn. Doesn't matter. Going to take the over in the Titans-Colts game. Give me Detroit laying a 4 spot to Seattle. And give me Dallas, as I just said, -3 against the Commanders. There you go. Sharp Tierney's Friday Football Picks brought to you by Charles Turwitt. Shop now for your new go-to shirt at ctshirts.com and by NSPC Brain and Spine Surgery of Long Island. I tell you every week, be smart, be sensible. You know, a little sweat is fun. It makes it more interesting. Nobody's ever going to say otherwise. It does. It's undeniable. But do not bet what you do not have. When it's no longer fun, check out. And if you don't, if you don't know what to do, get help. Honestly. You know, Craig talks about this all the time, but I think it's awesome. I've seen buddies of mine, you know, chasing is the worst way to spend the weekend. Have a little fun. Maybe you listen to the picks. Maybe you don't. Be smart. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. How in the hell is there only 1 hour left in the show? What? All right. There's 1 hour left in the show. Carter Roberts coming up next to 2 on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.